It is my day. Yes, it is. It is my day. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. It is my day. Can you imagine saying to yourself as you get up in the morning, "This is my day. This is my wonderful day. This is the day that all is working out perfectly just for me. All is turning up roses exactly the way I want it. This is the day that life is being so fantastic for me. This is the day that everything is working out wonderful. This is the day." Now, if we were to wake up every morning and say to ourselves, "This is my day. It is my day. It is the day that I am going to have marvelous miracles happening, wonderful things happening, joy happening in my life. It's my day." And I jump out of bed and I say, "Wow, yes, this is my day." It doesn't matter whether I'm 1 year old, 2 year old, 5 years old, 10 years old, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. It doesn't matter what my age is. When I jump out of bed in the morning and I say, "This is my day. This is my wonderful day. This is the day that wonderful things are happening in my life, and I am enjoying them and knowing they're happening and making them happen in every beautiful way, because this is my day." So, now the only way I can make it my day is by recognizing every little incident, every little act in my day is something that I have chosen to have happen. So, I open my eyes and I say, "Hi, wonderful world, this is my day." And I look around me and I don't even have to wipe the sleep out of my eyes, because there is no sleep in my eyes, because my eyes work perfectly and beautifully and wonderfully. And you know, when you have gobs of sleep in your eyes, that's sand, we think, it's merely a matter that we are not functioning in our ideal way. Little children don't have sleep in their eyes. They don't have gobs in their eyes, and it just doesn't work out like that. My cat, when it's healthy, it doesn't have sleep in its eyes. And Rex, when he's healthy, my dog, he doesn't have sleep in his eyes. This is something that we have in our eyes when we are not saying, "I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. My body is perfect and wonderful and fantastic." And if we don't call our body fantastic, our body is not going to respond to us in a fantastic way. We are the creator of every activity that goes on in our life, of every incident that goes on in our world. Everything we could ever want to know, be, do, see, or say about ourselves, we have created that, and we have made it so, and we love it. Yes, we do. We love it. Now, wake up in the morning and say, "Good morning, world. I'm here. This is a wonderful day." And then go out and make it a wonderful day. Get up in the morning and say to yourself, "This is a wonderful day." And look at your pets and say, "Hi, guys. I love you. I love you." And reach for your spouse or your mother or your father or your sisters and brothers and give them all a big hug and say, "I love you. You're wonderful." And they'll think you're crazy the first time. After a while, they'll expect it. They'll expect you to jump out of bed and say, "Hi, world, I love you." And as you jump out of bed and say, "Hi, world, I love you," the world is going to expect you to do that. Everything in life is going to expect you to be just wonderful, just fantastic, just glorious, just marvelous beyond imagination. And that's because you are doing it. You are making it yours. You are making it something that is so spectacular. It is just yours, totally, wonderfully, beautifully, fantastically. We make our world what we want it to be. It is our day. It is my day. It is the day that I made, that I call forth as good and beautiful and wonderful. And it is that way all the time. Now, it doesn't really matter what comes up in my day, what circumstances or problems, you might say, that I have to face, some things that I want to consider, things that I want to do. It doesn't really matter. All that matters is when I say, "This is my day," go for it. Then I will go for it in a wonderful way. If I say, "Ugh, oh, darn, oh, I hate to get up. Oh, I hate to face what I got to face today. All the problems and all the work that I have to do. Don't ever do that to yourself. Always say, I like me, I like me, I like me. This is my day. This is the day that I am here. And if I were to die this very moment, have I lived a good day? Did I have fun? Did I do the things I wanted to do? Was I a joyous person? Was I somebody that I would like to be around? If I can be somebody I'd like to be around, then you can be sure my day is wonderful. It's always our day. It's always our day, the day that we make something wonderful come. It's always our day, the day that we set everything in motion in a perfect, beautiful, uplifting path for ourselves. We can do anything we want to do as long as we have a smile on our face, as long as we have joy in our heart, as long as we feel that this is so fantastic, this is so joyous, this is so beautiful, this is so uplifting, this is really what I want to do. Mm-hmm. This is really what I want to do, and I'm so happy about it. This is my day. So, at my meal, I say this is my day. This is the day that I have a perfect meal. I have a perfect meal that I'm sitting to right now. I have a perfect meal that I will sit to at lunch, that I have at dinner. I have a perfect meal. At all times, I have a perfect meal. And when I say I have a perfect meal, I look at it and I call it good. Oh, Ellen sometimes makes a special soup that she's trying out different recipes. And she'll give me the soup, and the soup is a little different than usual. And I have a tendency to say, oh, this doesn't taste like that, or this doesn't taste as good as that, or something. And that's foolishness. That's foolishness. I never make a comparison of one soup to another. I always just say, hey, this is pretty good. This is pretty nice. But if you don't let her know that the soup wasn't so good, then she'll make it again for you. That's not the point. If she's making it with all her heart, and I call everything that she makes good, if I call everything that I eat good, if I call everything in my world good, then it can only get better. It can only get more exciting, more beautiful, more good every day of my life. And this is how I live. I live because this is my day. This is my day. Every day is my day. And filled with joy, and filled with harmony, and filled with light, and filled with peace, and filled with goodness. It's always my day. It's always my day because it is the day that I have made. It is the day that I have called good. It is the soup that Ellen made that I have called good. And as Ellen makes different kinds of soups, I call each one good. She's attempting to work on different special soups that are tasty and delicious and good for me. And as she does this, she puts her whole heart into it. She puts her love into it. And if I don't taste that, then I am not alive. This is not my day. Every day, I put on clothing that makes me feel good. I take my walk. I walk around the university campus here, and the sun is just beginning to pop over the top of the mountains. And I'm walking along with Rex, and I feel so good because this is my day. And when I arrive at the breakfast time, we all gather around in a big circle, and we say, Om, 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 dragging it out a little longer on each Om. And then we say, I like me, 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 I like me. I am peace. I am independently wealthy. All is good and very good. All is in divine order. And then I turn to each person and I say, I love you. And I give them a great big kiss and a big hug. And I say, I love you, I love you, I love you. Because I am the creator. I am the maker. I am the decider of this is my day. And it's a wonderful day. This is my day, and it's a day that I will never forget, because it is my day, and I have made it good and very good, by my thought, by my words, by my attitude, by who I am. And I feel wonderful. I feel wonderful forever and ever and ever, because indeed this is my day. It's our day. We make the choice. Good, bad, or indifferent, it's whatever we want to have it be. And I choose to have my day be a happy day every day of my life. I love you. I love you. I love you.